Part 2. And as if he had not already been in sufficient peril that day, Mr. Vyson went with the boat to point out the exact spot of his adventure. As the tide was down, it required a considerable detour to reach the spot, and when at last they came off the ladderway, the mangled body had disappeared. The water was now running, submerging first one slab of slimy rock and then another, and the four men in the boat, the workmen that is, the boatman and Mr. Vyson, now turned their attention from the bearings offshore to the water beneath the keel. At first they could see little below them, save a dark jungle of laminaria with an occasional darting fish. Their minds were set on adventure, and they expressed their disappointment freely. But presently they saw one of the monsters swimming through the water seaweed with a curious rolling motion that suggested to Mr. Vyson the spinning roll of a captive balloon. Almost immediately after, the waving streamers of laminaria were extraordinarily perturbed, parted for a moment, and three of these beasts became darkly visible, struggling for what was probably some fragment of the drowned man. In a moment, the copious olive-green ribbons had poured again over this writhing group. At that, all four men, greatly excited, began beating the water with oars and shouting, and immediately they saw a tumultuous movement among the weeds. They desisted to see more clearly, and as soon as the water was smooth, they saw, as it seemed to them, the whole sea bottom among the weeds set with eyes. "Ugly swine!" cried one of the men. "Why, there's dozens!" And forthwith the things began to rise through the water about them. Mr. Vyson has since described to the writer this startling eruption out of the waving laminaria meadows. To him it seemed to occupy a considerable time, but it is probable that it really was an affair of a few seconds only. For a time, nothing but eyes. And then he speaks of tentacles streaming out and parting the weed fronds this way and that. Then these things, growing larger, until at last the bottom was hidden by their intercoiling forms.